Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Wayne Cruz back on the show. Wayne is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. In fact, an original founding member of the Brain Trust, going all the way back to 1998. Later this year, we'll celebrate his 14th anniversary. And even when he wasn't with the same organization he's with right now, we follow him around. We're like the Hotel California. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. We don't let you get away. Wayne is Vice President for Policy and Director of Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. And he's the author of Copy Fights. He is the guy who produces the 10,000 Commandments report on the federal regulatory state, which we've been covering now since day one of this report, I think. And he's our good friend Wayne Cruz. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, thank you for having me. Thank you for the Allman Brothers intro, too.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and I always appreciate that.
And how about that? We got the Allman's intro and the Eagles reference right off the bat. You think we don't have production value here on the show, Wayne? Hey, Wayne, fourteen years ago, I was talking to the folks at the Office of Advocacy at the SBA that small businesses spend double per employee per year on regulatory compliance what big companies spend. And in those days, I'll never forget this, in those days it cost a large company, a big company, $3,000 per employee per year to comply with regulations. And it cost small business owners $6,000 per employee per year, because we don't have enough employees to spread that overall regulatory burden around on, so it costs us more per employee per year. That was 14 years ago, $6,000 per employee per year. It hasn't abated,
right?
Has it, Wayne?
No, it hasn't abated. The newest numbers from SBA on that are that large businesses, the one that's 500 over, have over $7,700 in cost per employee, and small businesses are pushing $11,000.
Wow.
Per employee. And in the, it's interesting to take a look.
$11,000 per employee per year.
Exactly. I mean, the regulations stack up as firms grow, and often, you know, Congress will try to recognize some small business concern and do something like an exemption on Sarbanes-Oxley. In the upcoming internet tax legislation, which I'm going to have to get back on here later with you and talk to you about that one,
right?
Because I think that was a problem too. But this internet tax legislation that's going to be coming up, it probably won't happen this year, but it's definitely on the train to get enacted. It will also have
the sales tax. You mean sales tax?
The internet sales tax,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it'll have small business exemptions too, but, you know, sometimes you have to recognize with a lot of these rules, if you're having to do exemptions, maybe you ought to be rethinking the rules themselves. And we always stress that you can regulate, but you also have to recognize businesses' role. I never say self-regulation, and CEI never says self-regulation. We always talk about competitive discipline. What is it that makes companies behave if some kind of risk is what you're really concerned about, whether mm-hmm. it's a environmental concern or a chemical leak or you know, handling of personal information and privacy standards and things like that. Companies don't operate in a vacuum. They do have business suppliers that they have to please if they mess up, and that might work better than regulation. They have downstream business partners,
right?
And dealing with them and pleasing them might work better
so
than
regulation. So you're saying best practices should
exactly.
be
best
we should be able to avoid regulations because best practices take care of that.
You always need to make sure. You never want to create a situation where if business comes up with a better solution to a perceived problem or a risk or a hazard or a consumer protection standard like privacy or something, you never want regulation to preempt that. And, you know, I've been on the show talking to you about things that concern me in that regard. A current one is cybersecurity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the new cybersecurity regulations. in theory might do some good things, but they also might preempt whatever new insurance products come along to protect your cybersecurity. You know, so you know you can already buy homeowners policies that also include the cybersecurity protection. New kinds of liability standards. That's the thing about free markets and free enterprise. It's not just the products and services that are getting created, but it's also the risk management institution.
But the problem we have, though, Wayne, is, and it's gotten worse in the last few years, is we have a government that doesn't trust businesses to self-regulate at all. They think that every aspect of behavior in a business must be regulated by the all-knowing, all-omnipotent government, and that's the reason why this thing is getting out of hand. We're going to talk some more about this, Wayne has more details, folks, on how bad this regulatory thing is. It's really ugly. 22, Wayne Cruz and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.